Our message this morning is entitled, When Depression Comes Your Way. Now, nobody want to see or participate in depression. Am I right about it? But we're living in a world whose God is going to do all he can, that Satan, to move us in that direction. Don't matter that you have God as your portion. The enemy realized that he has but a short time, and therefore he will use any trick, anything that he can to move you as far away from God as possible. Let me see, it's just like this. Satan realized that God in your life and in my life is our strength. He already know that. You don't have to tell him that. He know that. He know that you and I are God's chief creation. Yeah. You, it doesn't matter how you feel, you are God's chief creation. We're talking about creation now. Christ is God. He is the creator of all things. He is the sustainer of all things. He's an agent whereby the world was created. Depression is a feeling of being trapped in hopelessness. It is characterized by powerlessness, discouragement, gloomy attitudes, sadness. It is serious if it is continuous and if it suppresses normal living. There are many reasons for depression. Loss of a loved one, sickness, loss of employment, family troubles, fatigue, chemical imbalances, etc. And sometimes depression is caused by an attack of Satan. Sometimes it's none of those things, just an attack of Satan. You see, you realize that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. And sometimes I think we forget that. He's the one that's doing the accusing of the brethren. Who constantly reminds us, one of the ways he does that, he constantly reminds us of our sins, present, past, sins. And even as a Christian, when you sin, you better believe he's going to blow the bullhorn, he's going to make it known, he's going to continue to remind you of your sin. And if we are not careful, we will house all of that stuff that he is throwing our way. We will catch everything he's throwing our way. And before you know it, when we embrace it, it will begin to destroy us. It will begin to weigh us down and even to a point of taking us into depression. You see, we need to be wise and aware of our surrounding and what's going on in this life. Are you with me? And if we're not careful, that depression can lead to suicide and all kind of crazy stuff if it's progressive. And if you need any professional help, you need to get it. You follow what I'm saying? You see, don't say that just because I'm a Christian. Yeah, there's some Christian doctors, all right? And sometimes we can let it go and it begin to grow, grow, and weigh us down. And there's many reasons for it, many causes for it, and everybody don't have the same situation, but any channel in which the enemy can use to carry you there, he would do that. Are you with me? Amen. Now, sometimes we invite such an attack. Now, I know you heard something like that, Dan, and you'll say, man, you out of your mind, Pastor. I ain't inviting nothing like that. I don't want to be attacked like that. I'm not inviting that. Well, there are a lot of times we do things we're unaware of. You really don't even know what you are doing, and you don't mean to do it, but at the same time, it's being done whether you're aware of it or not. Am I right about it? Now, here's one way we do that, okay? By trying to live and work for Christ in our own strength. Now, that may sound simple for Christians, but I'm telling you something. Your strength in and of itself is no match for Satan's strength. My strength in and of itself is no match for Satan. You see, that's why Satan wants us to think that we are real smart, that we are real intelligent, that we are really, 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 really strong. Because then if we are not careful, he'll use that strength against us, that we'll begin to move off on our own and not being led by the Spirit of God. In and of ourselves, we are no match for the enemy. He'll make you think you are, so he can keep you away from your strength, which is Jesus. Now, if you're born again, you got power. You have strength. You have strength living in you, housed in you, in the person of the Holy Spirit. And see, that's the whole reason why Ephesians tells us to be ye filled with the Spirit of God. See, God wants us to work for him. God wants us to shine for him. God want to use us, but he don't want to use our strength. So what God did, God supplied us with the strength that he want to use. It is his own strength. Because he realized the realm in which we are fighting in and have to survive in is spiritual. It's not carnal. It's spiritual. And it's so subtle that we miss it. Because even with the strength of God, if we allow that to give us the big head, then sometimes we'll be acting and going on thinking we're still filled with the Spirit of God, and we are not. You and me. You see, it's something about me controlling myself. And it's a whole nother thing when God controls. See, I don't know everything. I don't know every trick of the devil. I don't really know myself. You don't really know yourself. And this is how you know you don't know yourself. It is according on the circumstances which are before you. There are some things can come out of you. There are some things you can do. And it's according to the circumstances that are before you. Am I right about that, Brother Boone? Huh? See, a lot of people will say what they won't do until that pressure or that circumstance they'll confront it with. Am I right about it? Come on now, y'all. Yeah. You ain't got to tell me right. I know I'm right. Not about everything, but I'm right about that. Because pressure has a way of finding out who you really are. Huh? Yeah. But what I want to look at today, now you know the story of Elijah, right? And Jezebel. And man, how he killed all those prophets in 1 Kings 19. And how he was victorious, strong. And I like, man, I'm so glad that God used a man of God, a powerful, godly prophet of God, and also used his victory and then allow us to see his defeat in depression. Now, reason I'm saying that, because a lot of times we can think we are so strong in the Lord that God is using us so mightily that we forget, Janice, in one moment after victory, we can be defeated. You see, sometimes things that may depress one person or one saint don't bother another one. And then we are tricked in believing because it don't bother her or him, it won't bother me. Come on, somebody. But we got to realize we are individuals created by God differently. Different temperaments, different personalities, different ways of seeing things. So it is really, that's why we got to stick with the Word of God. Because how I see something, how you see something, how they see something, it really don't matter to Satan. Only thing that matters to him that will protect us and how we can put the whole armor, keep in mind, the armor is the whole armor of God. The armor is not our armor. It's God's armor to protect us from the fiery darts of the devil. And this man, with victory, with honor, found himself depressed when Jezebel said she was going to kill him. Man, we do not know, my brothers and sisters, where a certain fear is going to come from. We don't know what tragedy, what situations we're going to find ourselves in, and all of a sudden, I've been strong through everything else, but this one got me shaking in my boots. God didn't change. What happened? But when you look at chapter 1 Kings, chapter 19, when you read that and you see what he went through and found a cave and he was depressed and all of that. But what I like about this, when you look at this, when God comes to him, God do not criticize him. God dealt with his need of hunger. He fed him. Gave him some nourishment. You know, sometimes when you see people are a little depressed, and sometimes they're not eating right during that time. Not that they don't always eat right, but during that time, they, you know, and so if you want to come to comfort them, sometimes you got to check them out. You got to kind of see their need. And even before you can give them some other things, you want to give them some advice or some counsel. You need to see if the, you know, come on, get in the car. Let me go get your breakfast. Let's go to Cracker Barrel. Let's go somewhere. Sit down, get some breakfast. What you want? You like that grandmama breakfast, the granddaddy breakfast? That's the one I like, the grandma. They said, that's not even written in here. That's okay, but I found out y'all got it. What kind of ham you want? I like the sweet ham. And every now and then, the pancakes. You know, every now and then I go and I get that. But watch this now. Watch this. I go and get that. So if I'm depressed, take me to go get some pancakes from Cracker Barrel. See, first of all, it's going to change my mood. When people are receiving something they don't like, it ain't going to change their mood to a good mood. But whenever you are enjoying something you like, if it's just for a split moment, you've changed that person's mood. And a lot of times, before you can give them the other things, you need to change the mood a little bit. Because a lot of times when you change that mood, you'll get a better listening ear. Are you with me? So God sent the angels and they fed him. God didn't ridicule him. God fed him. And he didn't condemn him. But God gave him a new vision of God. And not only that, you see, he was God's servant, used mightily by God, and now he's depressed. And a lot of times, wanting to just give up, throwing it out. But he had to hear from God that it won't over. He needed to hear from God that I'm going to still feed you. He needed to hear from God, I know what you're up against. I know that woman Jezebel. I know how evil she is, how wicked she is. And I know what you just done to their kingdom and their false gods. I mean, you call on me to do all those things on Mount Carmel. You call on me. I came. I did those things. So I was participating in your victory. See, I like this. God said, not only will I participate in your victory on the mountaintop, but I participate in your valley of depression. When you call on me on the mountaintop, when you needed me to prove myself as greater than the false gods, I showed up in fire. And now that my servant, I'm not through with you yet. That's why I'm coming to the cave. I got more folk I can use, but I ain't through with you. So I'm not going to criticize you because I'm not through with you. I'm not going to let you starve because I'm not through with you yet. I don't care what you're going through right now. It ain't over till I say it's over. I don't care how sick you are, how depressed you are, what's up you up against, a brick wall, or you feel that you're between a rock and a hard place. It ain't over till I say that it's over. Not only did he not criticize him, he fed him, he gave him a new vision of God, but he gave him a new assignment. He gave him a new assignment. You read it. I'm just talking about it. You read it and get the nuances of it. Because I'm telling you something. Sometimes when you feel that it's over, you get an assignment to go to work. It's, wait a minute, God. Wait a minute. I just feel like laying here and dying. God, ain't no way you can. No. I understand. See, God has an understanding about what we're up against more so than we do. But sometimes we think we know more about our situation because it's our situation. It's personal than God even know. Therefore, sometimes we don't even share it with him how we really feel. Or what we're really going through. Because we say, Lord, I don't want to disrespect you. I have no business feeling this way. I have no business thinking this way. So therefore, ain't no way I'm going to pray and tell you about how I feel and what I'm going through. Because I know I shouldn't even be feeling this way because I know Jesus. The fact is, baby, you are feeling that way. You are going through. Call it what it is because God already knows. Man, so much sickness and death all around us. So much confusion all around us. But some of the things that we can do, I'm going to look at a few scriptures, and there's plenty in it. So I'm not going to be, I can't exhaust all of them, but I just want to look at a few that we can look at. First, Matthew 6:33. When you are going through your situations, and I'm going through my situation, I got to set my priorities. I got to get my priorities straight. See, sometimes, man, my priorities can get off. Anybody can say amen with me? No, see, I say mine, I ain't say yours. See, because I'm going to tell you something. If God is trying to help me, if God is trying to deliver me, Dave, but I won't get my priorities straight. See, God tell you the priorities so you can set your priorities. He tell you what they should be biblically so we can set in our life our priorities. See, it ain't like, see, God ain't going to say set your priorities and he's not going to tell you what they are. I don't know how to, I may set them wrong. You got to tell me, Alvin. No, you just can't tell me, set them. You said go set my TV. I'm ready to see LeBron and all play. I go put it on CNN. And you sitting there shaking your head, pow. I said, that's what I like. And you told me you like that too. I look at it all day, Pastor. LeBron and Curry ain't playing on CNN. You just told me, go set the TV. Now you got to tell me, set it on the sports channel. Or set it on the channel that the championship is on. Am I right about it? You got to be more specific of what you want. That's what I like about God. God will tell you what to do. Now, if I decide not to do it, it's on me. But I can't say he didn't tell me where to place my priorities. Okay, are you there? You got it for me? Oh, okay. You're going to help me, Steve. I need all the help I can get. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. There are things lacking when we are going through depression, our time. But God is saying, doesn't matter what you're going through. See, even Christ went through the cross, went to the cross, huh? Came out of the grave, went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Look at this. See, I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about, setting our priorities. Father, remove this cup. I'm going to pray. I'm going through something. I'm asking my friends, my inner circle to come a little closer. They're back there sleeping. See, I'm going to tell you, sometimes we are sleeping when we should be listening. It's not that the Spirit of God is not speaking to the church, but it's the church listening to hear the Holy Spirit. God said, you got to set your priorities. Well, God, what channel do I set them on? You set them on heaven. God said, seek first the kingdom. But God, I got a problem. Seek first. But God, I got some things I got to do. There's some things got to happen in my life, God. And then once those things straighten out, I begin to seek. No. Well, what you're doing there, that's not your priority. Those other things that you seek first are your priorities. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things shall be added unto you. I like this. God didn't say you ain't got no need of them other things. Somebody tell you that, they're telling a lie. The scripture didn't say that. And y'all know what he's talking about, the birds and how God supplied for them and everything. But what, you know what God, I'm going to tell you something else that God is doing. God is challenging us. It's really, he's challenging us to trust him. That's all. Jackie, that is all. He said, see, but God, wait a minute. God, didn't I tell you I got some needs? Don't you know part of my depression is some of my needs are not being met? You think he going to change? Seek ye first the kingdom of God because of your needs. He's not going to do it, Dave. See, but watch this. He don't exclude your needs in that statement. He includes your needs in that statement. Anybody with me? Anybody picking this up? See, so if you don't read this or understand it, y'all pray for me with this equipment. Forget it. Oh, boy. I don't want to lose my thought messing with this mic. Well, y'all praying out there? Together now. All right. Can y'all hear me? Okay. My thought was, if God said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and left it there, it may seem like you have an argument. He says, and that's a linking verb. Am I right about it? Y'all help me. Huh? Is that what it is? Because I want that good in school now. Y'all help me. You won't tell me wrong. You ain't telling me wrong. No, I'm being honest. I need help. Huh? It's a conjunction. I know I got some school teachers in here. I should have went back there too. So that's a conjunction. But it's linking, right? Okay, all right. Huh? Say what now? It's bridging it together. See, all these teachers here, I know I'm going to get some help. The Lord will whip you. Okay, all right. So you get the point. When God made the statement, the Holy Ghost made the statement, he made the statement, he wants us to know they are linked together. Okay, let's go to the next one. So sometimes God will wait to help us on getting our priorities straight. Sometimes the lack of the help that you're getting from the Lord, it's not that he don't want to help you. He's waiting on you. See, I'm just instructing. You do what you want to do, but my job is just to preach it. You follow what I'm saying? But here's the thing. When you realize some things you hadn't thought about, you can hear it through preaching. The Word of God. Open up the Word of God and preaching it and teaching you the Word of God. So a lot of things, well, you know what? I'm going to check him out on this. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to see, is he going to add those things? Okay? All right, the next one, let's look at John 6:33. And 6:37, I'm sorry. Now, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. Don't be afraid to go to God. He's not in the casting out business. Don't be afraid. Share with them. You can go to him. You can call on Jesus. Because see, Jesus is interceding on the right hand of the Father for us. Huh? You know, when the accuser of the brethren is accusing us, yeah, they're supposed to be Christian, they're hypocrites, because they sin, they do this, God, you know this and all of that. And Christ could say, what about the blood? See, you confess your sin, forsake your sin. But because what I'm saying, you want to clear that pathway that you can move from depression to victory. You want to reverse that Elijah syndrome. He moved from victory to depression. And if you're already in depression, you can move from depression to victory. You can move from sadness to victory because victory is in Jesus. And you are in Jesus. Your life is kept in Jesus. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Okay. Give one more. Philippians 4, 13 and 19, and we'll move on. I can do all things through Christ who strengthen me. Now look at this. I got my priorities straight. One, I realize he's not going to cast me out because he brought me in Christ. I'm in Christ. He ain't going to cast me out. I'm sealed to the day of redemption. He ain't going to leave me, nor is he going to forsake me. Now I got to say what he says. If I'm going to receive this, see, too many of us blaming God for our misery, and we won't do it God's way, but we still blame him because he's our Savior. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Our strength must come from Christ. And those things that I need to do, I need to get out of this slump. I need to do something with it because it's killing me. And if I embrace it, if I like I'm married to this slump and the things that I'm going through, I'm not going to see victory down here because I'm so busy believing there is no help, there's no strength in me, so therefore there's no strength to be had. But God says you can do what I would have you to do if you will allow my strength to strengthen you. Philippians 4:19. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So now I'm putting glory first. I'm seeking his kingdom first. God, you want folks to save you. You want us to pray. You want us to our lights to shine and these things. You want us to confess our sins and forsake them. And you want us to live righteous lives. I'm seeking your kingdom first. I'm coming to you because I'm coming to you because I know you won't cast me out. And God, I know if I get your strength, I can do whatever you assign me to do. If I try to do my assignment in my flesh with all the obstacles going against me, I'm not going to be able to do it. And my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Not only do you have God, you have God's supply. In that seeking his kingdom, there's a spiritual warehouse for all of our needs. And when he sends whatever you need, you're going to be all right. But you got to trust him. Okay. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin. Who was that that knew no sin? Huh? Okay. Y'all don't mind saying that name, do you? Because what we're doing now, we aren't seeking those other things that's keeping us, you know, our minds so occupied with them. We are seeking the kingdom, right? So I'm speaking kingdom words. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Know your identity. Know who you are. I don't care, because in this humanity, there's a war going on with the flesh and spirit, right? And sometimes we sin.
You gotta turn that one off. Turn it.
Well, I tell you, the enemy will attack you anything. He must have this message to get out. Yeah, so much. Testing. Y'all got me? All right. That's what my thoughts. I ain't young as I used to be. For he made him who knew no sins, that's Jesus Christ, to be sin, but he did it for a reason. He did it for me. See, for us. All right. Now that means something. All right. You think enough of me, a God the Father, to let your son die and for him to take my sin and you give me his righteousness? So in other words, when I set my focus right, set my life, my priorities right, it's because that's who I am. I set him on the kingdom of God because I am a child of the kingdom. See, the righteousness of Christ has been placed to my account. See, the only way I could go to heaven, I couldn't do 100%. If I did 100%, it still wouldn't get me in. Couldn't do it no way, but if you could, in your own flesh, in the energy of your flesh, I still couldn't get in. See, what people don't realize, only perfect righteousness can get into heaven. So therefore, God had to make the transition, take my sin, and give me Christ's righteousness. So I'm made righteous. You call me what you want to call me. Say what you want to say. But please say Bible. Because I'm going to tell you, even when God tells us focus your mind, your attention, your strength on things above, and I know about your knees, baby. I know all about them. God, I need some healing. I know that. God, I need some finances. I know that. God, I need some companionship. God, I'm lonely. God, whatever I'm going through, sometimes I don't know what to do, what I'm going through. God, I seem like I'm about to lose my mind. I don't know God. But it ain't about what I don't know. It's about what God knows. God said, all you need to know that I made you the righteousness through my son. You need to know I want you to seek my kingdom first. I got a want to supply your needs from my warehouse up here. You got to know how I feel about you. I created you. I'm sustaining you. I know every hair on your head. And you can't come home till I call your number. So while you're there, trust me. Take my word and hide it in your heart that you won't sin against me. And you know, Psalms 71. You have that, Steve? I'm going to come on off. I'm going to come on off. Praise God. Sometimes you got to praise yourself out of that little depression when you know it. You see, Satan don't want us to praise God. But there are some valuable statements that God has made on our behalf. But if I will not search the scriptures to know what I have in Christ, I'm going to blame God for my situations. And I'm going to tell you something. If I start blaming God long enough, I'm going to believe it. And here's the thing. Now, if I'm blaming God when God has set up some prerequisites, but I don't know they are set up. See, God set it up. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. But a lot of time, my flesh want to bypass the spiritual rules of God. A lot of time my flesh want to bypass the scriptures that God have laid out for me to study to show myself approved. But I'm telling you something. God has a way when you ain't got no strength, that you end up doing things you had no idea you could do. Because it's not you doing it. It's that you just wholly gave yourself over to God. Say, God, I can't do it. He said, I know you can't. You never could do it. But God said, I can. God, what am I going to do, God? He said, let go and let God. Let go your way of thinking about this situation and let me handle it. Huh? Haven't you been handling it long enough and getting nowhere? How about giving God a try? Rick, I don't want to do it like that, Riggs. Come on, man. I don't care if I used you yesterday like that. Today, I don't want to do that. Well, God, no. I tell you what. Just yield the right away to my spirit, the Holy Ghost. Let him feel you. Let him take over the day. And you just sit back and he want to use your body. He want to use your tongue. He want to use every ounce of you to proclaim the word of God. Just let him do it. And he'll show you things you know not of. Are you willing? God, can you take a broken vessel? That's what I want. Because then I know it's none of you, because you ain't got nothing to offer. You all spit out. You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for me moving upon your heart the call to preach. This thing is real. It's real with all of us. It ain't just real with you. It's real with the speaker. But you know what's more real? God. Jesus Christ. Janice, you've been made his righteousness. I don't care what folks say. You God's child. Let him use you. You work with them children. let him use you. That's your bent. That's your heart. Let him use you. Oh, God, do not be far from me. Oh, my God, make haste to help me. Let them be confounded and consumed who are adversaries of my life. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor who seeks my hurt. But I will hope continuously and will praise you yet more and more. Will you praise him? And will you do it more than you did yesterday? Will you not only praise him, but you will top yesterday's praise. More and more, more praise. You see, sometimes you got to praise your way out of that depression. When them beautiful voices are singing the songs of Zion and those lyrics are hidden spiritual notes, sometimes you got to say, God, I'm weak, I'm tired, I'm broken, I'm shackled, Lord, but God, I need to praise. So I will praise you more and more. I will talk about your goodness. I will talk about why would you make me your righteousness? Why would you take my sin and give it to your son on Calvary's cross? He who knew no sin became sin that I may become righteous. God, I thank you for it. I don't fully understand it, God, because I don't obey him as I should. God, I want to do my thing still, having the Holy Spirit residing in me. Every now and then I want to walk in my flesh. But God, I want to praise you yet more and more. Say yet more and more. God, no matter what I'm going through, but I want to praise you yet more and more. So don't tell me about you don't praise God. Just praise him a little bit more than you did yesterday. Well, I didn't do nothing yesterday, but just do something today. Just wave your hand. That's more than you did. God is a good God. He watches over us. He watches over our children. Where are your children? Hey, but I tell you what, wherever they are, God is there. And you can send a prayer. Because God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. And he's never going to stop being God. He's never going to stop being good. He's never going to stop doing what he do. Being God. And I like this, y'all. He's God all by himself. Don't you try to be God. Oh, when depression want to take you out, Satan attack you. So don't give him no play. When you start leaning to your own understanding, you open yourself up for it. You got to say, God, I'm going to humble myself under the word of God. I'm going to open myself up to eat the word of God. If I'm going to be fed the word of God, I'm sure going to open up my spirit and mouth, and I'm going to eat as much as I can. And that which not the word of God, I spit the bones out. But I dare not spit out the meat of the word of God. Because how can I grow spiritually without it? I'm telling y'all something. God got a way of lifting you up when you ain't got nothing left. God got a way, say, God said, I like that because it ain't about you. It ain't never been about you. I love y'all. I got to come off now. But if you're here today,